Unit 10.
Festivals.
2. Listening.
Happy birthday.
Dialogue 1.
Listen and complete.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, thank you. You still remember.
Oh, yes. I always remember the birthdays of my good friends.
How about me treating you to a birthday dinner?
Oh, thanks for your invitation. I'd love to have dinner with you. Maybe you also want some of your good friends to join us.
Yes, why not? But I want to have a nice and quiet birthday.
Sure. Then I'll just call up Kate and Peter. Just the four of us.
Dialogue 2.
Listen and repeat. Happy Thanksgiving Day, Judy.
The same to you, Lee. Thank you for inviting me to join your family for Thanksgiving dinner. Your home is so warm and lovely.
Thank you, Judy. You've changed your hairstyle.
Yes, I wanted to change my looks a little.
I think it looks very becoming. It's a very stylish haircut.
Do you really think so? Thanks for the compliment.
Now let me take your coat. Why don't you come in and talk to my family while I get the turkey out of the oven?
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answers. 5. Reading.
American's New Year.
What do Americans do on New Year's Day? Many sleep late because they stayed up all night long. Many watch TV of parades and football games. From ancient times to now, New Year's customs have been connected with saying goodbye to the past and looking forward to a better future. New Year's Day often makes people begin new programs and give up bad habits. People talk about turning over a new leaf. Some people make New Year's resolutions. Typical New Year resolutions are to spend less money, give up smoking, begin a diet, or be nicer to others.
8.
The Joy of English.
Western Festivals. Christmas. Christmas is a holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus, the central figure of Christianity. It is traditionally celebrated on December 25th by most Western Christian churches. Although dating to probably as early as AD 200, the feast of Christmas did not become widespread until the Middle Ages. Aspects of celebration may include gift-giving, decorating Christmas trees, display of nativity sets, church attendance, the Father Christmas Santa Claus myth, and family gatherings. The word Christmas is derived from Middle English Christmas. It is a contraction meaning Christ's Mass. The name of the holiday is often shortened to Xmas because Roman letter X resembles the Greek letter Chi, an abbreviation for Christ. Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is celebrated on February 14th every year. It is often marked by giving gifts to and spending time with loved ones. On this day, lovers exchange gifts, such as chocolates or roses, to show their love to the beloved. School children often exchange Valentine's cards that may contain candy. Decorations typically feature Cupid and his arrows, doves, and hearts. Cupid became a symbol of Valentine's Day due to the fact that he is the Roman god associated with the erotic, passionate type of love. His arrows cause his targets to fall in love. Easter. Easter is an important holiday in the Western countries. It is celebrated on the first Sunday after the first full moon following the first day of spring. It celebrates the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Christians believe that Easter symbolizes rebirth and hope. Rabbits and eggs are important symbols of Easter. Some children may dress up as bunnies to celebrate Easter. On that day, eggs are dyed and decorated in different patterns. Lambs are another Easter symbol for Jesus is called the Lamb of God. Halloween. Halloween is a holiday celebrated on October 31st. By tradition, Halloween begins after sunset. Long ago, people believed that witches gathered together and ghosts roamed the world on Halloween. Today, most people no longer believe in ghosts and witches. But these supernatural beings are still a part of Halloween. The colors black and orange are also a part of Halloween. Black is a symbol for night, and orange is the color of pumpkins. A jack-o'-lantern is made up of a hollowed-out pumpkin. Dressing up in costumes is one of the most popular Halloween activities, especially among children. According to tradition, people would wear special clothing, masks, or disguises to frighten the spirits away. Trick-or-treating is a modern Halloween custom where children go from house to house, dressed in costumes, asking for treats like candy or toys. If they don't get any treats, they might play a trick, mischief or prank, on the owners of the house. Thanksgiving Day. In the United States, the fourth Thursday in November is called Thanksgiving Day. On that day, Americans give thanks for the blessings they have enjoyed during the year. Thanksgiving Day is the most truly American of the national holidays in the United States and is most closely connected with the earliest history of the country. Thanksgiving Day is usually a family day. People always celebrate with big dinners and happy reunions. What will we see on almost every Thanksgiving dinner table? Turkey, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, corns, and so on. The best and most attractive among them are roast turkey and pumpkin pie.